A drawn-out legal battle between Washington tribes and State Attorney General Bob Ferguson went before the U.S. Supreme Court today. At issue is whether the state should be required to repair culverts. Those are the metal pipes that carry streams below our roads. That's to help salmon migrate. Tribes say the broken culverts are hurting their ability to exercise their fishing rights. For one perspective, I spoke with law professor Robert Anderson. He directs the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington. He says the roots of this dispute go back many, many years.
The tribe signed a treaty with the United States in 1855, whereby they gave up, you know, almost all of their territory in western Washington to the United States in exchange for smaller reservations and, for most importantly, for a reserved fishing right to go to their usual and accustomed stations to fish, as they always had. And the allegation in this case is that the state, by failing to adequately construct culverts or to adequately maintain them, has degraded the fishery to a substantial degree, and that violates the treaty.
And Robert, you are supporting the Washington tribes in this case. Why?
Well, I think the tribes have the correct legal argument. The Supreme Court has dealt with these issues several times and ruled in favor of the tribes repeatedly. Most on point is a 1905 case where private landowners tried to stop Yakima tribal citizens from fishing off the banks of the privately owned lands that they held near the Columbia River. The Supreme Court ruled that the tribal citizens had a right to cross private property and to stay there to fish if it was one of their usual reserved fishing sites, which it was. And then secondarily, and most on point here, the private parties there had fish wheels in the river that were blocking fish from getting to the tribe's usual fishing spot. And the Supreme Court said that that was impermissible, that the state could not grant a license to, in effect, block fish from getting to the place where the tribe had a treaty right to catch them. And this case is really on all fours with those, that these culverts have been shown to impede fish passage going back upstream and also coming downstream as juveniles when they go out to the ocean for a few years.
Now, Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson declined to be interviewed by us today, but he did send along a statement. And it says that the state is being required to fix some culverts that won't benefit salmon. And in his opinion, that makes no sense. So what's your response to his argument?
I don't know quite what he means, saying that there may be some culvert out there that's not causing as much harm as another. But the district court built in flexibility. So if there is a particular culvert that it turns out is not actually blocking any fish habitat at all, then it will come off of the list of culverts that they have to repair. Because remember that one of the reasons this case was brought is because everyone knew that these culverts were causing harm, and the state has a plan to repair them on its own, but it's going to take 99 years. And the tribes and the United States attempted to negotiate with the state of Washington over accelerating that schedule. They said they didn't have enough money to increase the timing of the culvert repairs, and so the lawsuit was brought by the U.S. And the tribes, and the judge effectively shrunk the period from 99 years to a 17-year schedule, but left in flexibility to deal with issues that the Attorney General has apparently raised today for the first time.
Robert, as you've touched on, this particular case is it's just one of many where Washington tribes have fought over time for their treaty rights. Can you give us the bigger picture here? What is behind this ongoing legal wrangling?
Well, it's the fact that the tribes were pre-existing sovereigns. When the state came into being, it was only because of Indian treaties that made the land available for the non-Indians. And the Indians just didn't go away. The tribes stayed, and they reserved property rights for their reservations and for their rights to hunt and to fish, and also to be sovereign, to act like a government, to not have interference from the state. And historically, states have hated that. And so every state in the Union with a significant Indian population has got a record similar to Washington's of fighting the tribes. You look at the pages of an Indian law casebook, and you'll see Washington State mentioned in many, many captions of cases because there's been a lot of litigation between the tribes and the state.
Robert Anderson directs the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington. Anderson predicts the tribes will prevail at the Supreme Court. This case is being heard by 8 justices because Justice Anthony Kennedy has recused himself from the case. That means even if the court splits 4-4, the tribes will emerge victorious. The court is expected to rule by June.